From our Hollywood studios, welcome to Music Depreciation, a concert in swing with honored guest stars, the orchestra, and the Les Paul Trio, scored and conducted by Frank DeBall. Our guests of the evening are the Smart Set, three girls and a boy in modern rhythm. And from our orchestra, our featured piano man, Robert Armstrong. Here's Music Depreciation. The time is at hand, and the music of the masters is underfoot. We see that, to welcome our commentator, the audience literally springs to its feet. A fun-loving usher has wired the seats with an electrical charge. And here is that most eminent and notable among annotators, making his entrance now, Dr. Ruben Yee Gaines.
Good evening. It is with something more than delight, we will determine what it is later, but we welcome the Philharmonic under Dr. DeVall, together with our guests of the evening, the Smarto Setsky, Dr. Roberto Armstrong-Goli, and Professor Lesky Paul. The opening music is the Martial National Emblem March. You will note it is written in double time, which is also what Dr. DeVall served after its first performance. The maestro approaches the podium with a stately shamble, and here is the music in three movements, all of them toward the nearest exit. Tonight we point with pride to a first appearance on this series of the Smarto Setsky, a brilliant operatic ensemble which recently made its successful debut in a skeletonic quartet called the Well-Tempered Clavicle for Three Ribs, Shin Bone, and Vertebrae. They will sing for us in a moment the aria, The Night We Called It a Day, or Make Up Your Mind, The Swing Shift is Waiting. It begins on a note of pathos. A lonely and homeless spinster is looking for a house with seven gables.
Just one would do.
And it concludes on this motif. The lighting of the after-dinner cigars at a trick and novelty makers convention. The Smart Set.
Cloud drifted over its face.
kiss me and went on your way. The night we called it a day. I heard the song of the sea, like a minor lament in my ear. I hadn't a heart left to pray.
The night we called it a day.
We'll be delighted to hear a first reading for this series of a symphonic work for orchestra, the Intermezzo Cantabile Veloce Meno Mosso con Variazione alla Cappella Poem Rough Idea. In the first section, we hear a loud clap of thunder. The sky is clear and the bird sings. And there is this charming and engaging little motif. Two leapfrogging Mexican jumping beans playing chopsticks on a discarded old set of vertebrae. There is a restless feeling in the audience. The termites in the seats have emerged for the performance. Here is Dr. Duvall.
Thank you.
This hushed and expectant moment brings us another performance by the gifted master of that ancient Mozartian instrument, Ligeet Fidel, Professor Lesky Paul. The work he is to perform for us has earned many cheers, both conventional and Bronx. Undecided, subtitled The Swiss Movement from the 1 o'clock Jump. This music is written in two keys. I am uncertain whether it is AC or DC.
AC, DC, the electric company turned off the current anyhow. What's the difference, you know?
Of course. And we see a happy and carefree group of crows heading for a cornfield. Then suddenly, a scarecrow raises its head. And we hear this motif. The crows returning the corn they'd stolen the year before. Professor Paul has entered by pogo stick. Musicians return each other's wallets. The audience is poised for flight, and here's the music.
Thank you.
Sandoval once again approaches the podium. We are here to the tone poem, Iowa. When this inspiring music first came to the attention of the celebrated Russian critic, Dr. Sachmo Bach, he made this immortal observation.
Krudnya Hepsich Saladinsky.
Yeah, Jacksonov.
A mysterious figure sweeps in and out of the melody, continues sweeping back and forth, and is finally identified as the janitor. The composition concludes on this motif. The agitated capriccioso for a bow tie on a nervous Adam's apple. Dr. Duvall enters, and here is the sweetest music this side of Azusa. Prior to introducing our eminent guests, the Smarto Osetsky, we might pause to proclaim their equal eminence as composers of note. Such notable works as the tragic tone poem, Water, Water Everywhere, and The Tuba Player Has a Dry Lip. And tonight's work, The Lullaby of Broadway, and four movements, three variations, two mortgages, and one meatball. The opening act presents the thrilling March from Draft Board. And the charming scene of a little musician at the piano. His father is a policeman, but the little one still loves music. He looks at the music before him, then turns to the father and sings,
"Oh, Papa, how many beats are there to the bar?"
His mother gently replies,
"Oh, what a question. Ask the old man how many bars there are on his beat."
The smart Osetsky have arrived. They were held up a moment, producing the correct change for the toll gate at the stage entrance. And here's the music.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. They Tipperary and Ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxi. The daffodil to entertain, the Angelos and Maxie. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. On his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Say, the lights are dim along the great white way. Come along, baby. It's day. Listen to the lullaby of Broadway. Getting on to bed, rest your head. Time to hit the pillow. You never worry about the hours you keep, and you never count sheep. 'Cause the Sandman has a system. He'll put you to sleep with a clang, clang, clang of a trolley, a slam, bang, bang of a door. Clink of the milkman, the rattle of the plumbing on the upper floor. Boy, come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hip hip hooray, the hidey hi, we're off to bed, bye bye.
The sparkling climax of tonight's powerful array of masterworks brings with it the Concerto for Piano and Orchestra, Symphonie Moderne, with Dr. Roberto Armstrong Gouley and the Philharmonic. You'll be thrilled by the opening bars of this magnificent work, which are devoted to the water music, in which a crocodile enters the scene, snaps about briefly, and leaves with a second flute player. This music contains an almost impossible passage for piano. It requires 11 fingers to play the music, and the soloist is fortunately equipped with a hangnail. The composition had a profound effect on the members of the audience when it was first played. Following the wild applause, one of the delighted music lovers was interviewed. Said he,
I lost my way. Could you direct me to the Hollywood Bowl?
We see the maestro is racing an old lady for an empty front row seat. Here is Dr. Armstrong Gouley.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.